Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton. One of Britain's top clairvoyants is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Countess.
Good evening, friends. Very, very happy to see you, and happiest New Year wishes.
Well, that's very kind of you, Countess. I'm sure we're going to have a great show. This being our very first show on Transformation Talk Radio, I thought to tell you a little bit about Psychic World and how you can interact and enjoy our happy encounter. It is going to be a happy encounter, isn't it, Countess?
Yahoo!
It certainly will be, with the Countess around. First and foremost, let me tell you what this show is about. It's about you. It's about your hopes, your dreams, your aims, ambitions, your aspirations, your loves, and your very life itself. Both myself and Countess Starella want to help you achieve all that is possible in this often difficult world. So please do call in and speak to us. The number to call is 800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091. Countess, would you like to explain just a little how you can offer your personal psychic services to our audience this evening?
Tonight, I will share with you some of my miraculous secrets to health, success, happiness, how the past can influence the future, and what your personal power is to change your life and destiny.
Very good. So you believe that we can change destiny?
Yes. People ask me this question every day. Is it all written? Is everything written in the sky? Well, frankly, I believe some is written and some is influenced by free will.
Free will is all very well, yes. I mean, but let me tell you this. The predictions I have been making include actual sentences that people will be saying. So I can say to somebody, and I don't really understand why it would be given to me that I could say to somebody, you will go into an office and you will be sat at a desk. Somebody will come up and say to you a specific sentence, and that changes your life. And months may pass and they ring me up and say, incredibly, this has happened, and I nearly fell off my chair. So, how does free will link to that, in your opinion?
They happen to be in the right place. But your insight naturally is connected to the part that is written, of course.
I believe, my personal self, I believe that there are signposts along the way, and that the way that my personal gift works is that I see the signposts, the main events that are going to guide somebody along that path. And in my experience, is if people step off the path of destiny, then fate will nudge them back in. So there'll be a certain incident in their life that pushes them back along the path towards their ultimate destination. With myself, I have at times attempted to step away from working on the path of psychic matters, and it never works. I'm always pushed back. I'm always given the direction. Somebody will come to my door. Many years ago, a psychic came to my door and said, the spirit world has sent me. They said that it's your duty to work with me now. It might seem outrageous, but that guy and myself went on to do the London Palladium.
Wow.
So, there was a big message there from him, and of course it was our destiny to do that. Have you had incidents like that in your life, Countess?
About 100,000, yes. My favorite one was a late night phone call. Can you perform as the opening act for B.B. King tomorrow night? I said, is this on the level? And it was.
It really was, yeah. We're inviting callers to call in this evening. This is an interactive show. As I said at the start, first and foremost, this show is all about you, your hopes, your dreams, your aims, your hopes, your ambitions, your loves and your life itself. Both myself and Countess Starella want to help, but you have got to make that call. Please do call in and speak to us on Transformation Talk Radio. The number is 800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091. And we have a lady from on the telephone line. Could I please speak to Rose?
Hi, John. Hi, Starella. I'm a fan of you guys from way back.
Oh. Right. Oh, well, that's very kind of you to call in this evening, Rose.
I'm a fan. Yes, I'm a total fan. And I want to congratulate you on this amazing new show. And I can't wait to hear updates on your predictions for me, John.
Well, Matt, one of the predictions that I've got for you is that your music is going to work, because I know that you write music and that you have an incredible catalogue of songs that are being looked at by what I believe to be people who can open the door for you. There are a section of your work that is going to be reproduced and in a way remastered. So I think that somebody else is going to be recording your work. Does that make some sense to you, Rose?
It would be great if they did.
Well, I do believe that they will, and this is in Los Angeles where this is taking place. Is that correct?
Well, yes. If it happens, that's where it will be happening.
Well, that is absolutely what I feel is happening. I know there's a lot of stress around you at the moment, and a lot of questions as to whether or not matters are going to work out. Money is a stress at the moment, but believe me, by the time we get to the end of March, April, contracts have been signed that ensure that your future is going to be a success. So worry not about the money. As I was saying to Countess, destiny path. You're on a destiny path. So although at times you seem to have wandered off, you've got to agree that you did, Rose.
Yes.
Wander off. You're being kicked back on, and it's destiny to be a success. I do feel that your partner has to go on a journey, but I do feel he will be safer. You've been worried about your partner?
I've been very worried. He has to go and do the Super Bowl, and I'm very concerned because of the weather conditions there. In New York, it's very cold. So, of course, I'm concerned about that. And he broke his foot. And he won't have a cast put on it because he's not going to show up in New York with a cast on his foot. So he's waiting until next week to have the cast put on his foot. So that's stressing me out a little bit, you know. But anyway, you know how they are. He's one of those Englishmen. They have a stiff upper lip. They'll just come down when they won't. They don't care how cold it is. They're going to go. They don't care if they have a hurting foot. They're going.
He's going all right.
Other than that.
Rose, just have a quick word with the Countess.
I would love to. Hello, Countess. How are you, darling?
Wonderful, beautiful Rose. Remember, what you have to bring to this planet, no one else can bring. So you want to honor and treasure that special, magical thing that you have. And you want to expect people to love what you bring. Allow yourself to feel very confident.
Yes. Well, I know that you have to appear that way, even if you don't feel that way. Otherwise, if you don't look like you believe you, no one else does either. So no one else does either.
So it's so true, Rose.
You have to present that. You have to certainly present that idea, if you But, you know, I'm hoping that I get just the right balance of humility and, gee, you really would like to perform my song.
You can do it, Rose. We're there for you. We're in the background helping you create it.
I totally believe you, and I want to congratulate you guys on this new show. I think it's going to be amazing.
Thank you. We love you, Rose.
Yay!
Rose, don't go anywhere, Rose, because I've got some. Information for you. Yeah.
I'm ready. I have my pen. I'm ready.
Yeah. You know that you are being protected from the world beyond, and that there is a certain spirit guide that watches over you. There is a musician that watches over you, and this musician is applauding your efforts because you've been gifted all the way along. All through your life you've been gifted, and you've brought a lot of joy to people, and there's more ahead. Now, Rose, we're just coming up to a break, yeah? So is it possible for you to stay on the line and speak to me after?
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love nothing better than to hang on. Sure.
Just hold on to the line, if you will, please, because we're going to go to a short break, and we'll speak to you as soon as we return. Thank you very much, Rose. We'll take a break.
Thank you.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me in the studio this evening is the brilliant Countess Starella. Are you there, Countess?
Yes, my dear.
Right, before we went, I was telling people how they can ring in. Please do call in, because this show is all about you, your dreams, your aims, your hopes, your ambitions. You call in and we will help. You can call us in on 800-930-2819, or you can call on 401-322-9091. We've got on the line Rose. Are you there, Rose?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hello, Rose. Yeah, I was saying before that before we went to the break that I believe you have a spirit guide that watches over you who was a musician. Mm-hmm. Now,
wow.
I feel that this musician is beside you, encouraging further work, and that you are being pushed in the direction.
I'm crazy about this person. Yeah, I feel this person's energy pushing me.
You're being pushed in that direction because that's your destiny path. You've previously performed on stage many times, haven't you?
Oh, yes, but I took a long hiatus, and I certainly wouldn't think at this juncture that I would be, you know, in a position to participate in that industry again to that degree, you know.
Not necessarily in person on stage, but certainly your material being performed. Have you recently been asked to revise some of your work?
Well, actually, I'm in the process of getting works together to present to my BMI publisher representative in Los Angeles and talk to her about shopping to publishers. So hopefully, since I owe her money for 40 years, a few hundred bucks, at least she has a reason to do that.
Well, one way or the other, Rose, yeah?
That's the thing. And we were one of the first acts that BMI ever forwarded any cash advance whatsoever. So that makes us kind of special. So I'm hoping this will catch her attention and will make her inspired to do the work for us.
You're the one that's doing the work, because you're the one that's going to be receiving the calls. Your agent will of course organize this, but there's a great deal of revision and a great deal of it's almost as if you've got to restyle your work to fit the modern era. Not that I know much about modern music, but you will. And I do feel, Rose, that by the time we get into June, July, there's been a major success. Your partner's signing contracts, so there's no need to worry about money. Rose, you've been a wonderful guest this evening. I hope you've enjoyed our little interaction. Thank you very much for being our very first caller.
Yay! Well, good luck, everybody, getting through. Good luck, and I'll talk to you soon, you guys.
Thank you, darling, Rose.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Countess, that was a very lovely Rose from Los Angeles. We have another caller on the phone. Can we please speak to James?
Good evening.
Good evening, James. How are you?
I'm pretty well. I'm very interested in your program. I'm a regular listener here in Connecticut. I'm calling from Pawcatuck, Connecticut, and I'm calling to perhaps ascertain what my future holds.
Well, I feel that your future is concerning your work.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that there is a big change in your work. Of course, I'm not exactly certain that you're ready for this, but you have been preparing for some time for a change.
Might this change involve a big pot of money at the end of the rainbow?
Natch.
James, it's not all about money.
No, I know.
It's not all about money. It's about you actually doing something with your life and achieving. And you are a man that wants to achieve, are you not?
I am indeed, yes, sir.
You are going to achieve. If we go back some time in your family, was there a member of the military in your family?
Actually, decisively not for a very good many years. I recently did a genealogical study, and the last relative that was military was probably back in about the 1870s.
That's quite a long time, but is there some record? Have you discovered some record of their service?
Yes.
Because it's to do with the record of service, of somebody that was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Were they awarded a medal?
I do not know, but it's entirely possible. I believe this individual fought in the American Civil War and then continued in the military out Well, he would have been a contemporary of General Custer back in the Dakotas, back in the post-war era. Whether or not he was decorated, I really couldn't say.
Well, James, I believe that he was. He was a commissioned officer, wasn't he?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Yeah, I believe he was a major, or do you not know?
I think that actually rings a bell.
Uh-huh, a very psychic major. Yeah, you want to know all about yourself and whether or not you're going to actually make a big breakthrough in life.
That would be a welcome change from the status quo.
There's been a certain problem in society, certainly in American and English society, because I'm English.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that we are making a big change. There's a big sea change coming. I mean, this year we're all going to see an upturn in the economic environment, and certainly you will be doing. Are you looking to fund a project?
Yes. I would. The answer is yes.
Well, that's what I'm being told, James. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I'm being told that you are going to get people that are going to come in. Do you know a place called Glastonbury?
I do indeed. Yes, sir.
Why am I being shown Glastonbury?
Well, the project that I have in mind would be en route to Glastonbury. I'm actually in Pawcatuck, Connecticut, and the locale that I have been focused on would be a little bit more than halfway to Glastonbury.
Is it? Because you'll find yourself in a place called Glastonbury. Listen to me, James. I predict the future, yeah? And I'm telling you, you will be sat down in Glastonbury with a group of businessmen, yeah? And you'll be arranging for your next success.
Wonderful.
Your next success. And I believe that this will be slightly further inland than Glastonbury.
All right.
There are a number of cities or towns that you're going to take this project to. You've been working on this for some time. The outline's very good.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to convince people who are investing, and once you've actually done this, you won't look back. Would you like to have us a brief word with my colleague, the amazing Countess Starella?
By all means. Good evening, Countess.
Hello, James, dear. I hear something very beautiful in this voice of yours. Something that draws people to the dreams that you have. It's assertive, it's centered, it is balanced between spiritual and reasonable, logical. Set your intentions clearly for these next 3 years. Many, many dreams seem to be headed your way. I'm so happy for you. Don't you feel excited about the transition? And unlike John, I do think money matters, naturally.
Well, it matters. But I agree with John that it's not the only thing, but it sure does make things a damn sight more convenient.
Yeah. It makes you comfortable while you're being miserable.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
No, it has its place, just like everything in the earth world, in the mm-hmm. earth realm. And it exists in a real abundance if we can just tap a little into that prosperity. And you will. You're on your way to much more than getting by.
Well,
so I would just be very optimistic about the business future and the financial future.
Splendid. I do try to maintain an optimistic perspective. So I thank you for your guidance.
Bless you, darling. We're rooting for you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in, James.
Thank you, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you very much.
Bye
bye, James. Yeah. Well, that was a wonderful caller. Please, if you're going to call in this evening, the number to call is 800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091. Countess, how can people contact you day-to-day if they want a reading with the amazing Countess?
They may come to my website, countessstarella.com, or catch me on Orenum.com.
Arenum.com. It's an amazing place. I work there too. My name there is Psychic John G. You can go and have a look at me there, people. Please do. We'll be back very shortly. We're going to have a short break now. And don't forget, do call in 800-930-2819 and speak to Psychic World. My name is John G. Sutton. We'll be back.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is, of course, the incredible Countess Starella. How are you doing, Countess?
Today is the best day of my life, but I did say that yesterday and all the 550,000 days before.
Well, yeah, live it a day at a time. Yeah, a day at a time, Countess, yeah?
Best day Countess, of my life.
Yeah, we're going to play a song now, Countess, that I wrote. This is from the lyrics that I wrote for a poem about flowers. And this tells the story of a love that is told by flowers. And it was recorded by my very good friend, Dr. Lois J. Bereen, who is in Columbus, Ohio. And she recorded this with her friend, Jack Wills, who is an amazing guitarist and plays with the Jackson Brown. Can we please hear Flowers?
Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. The most beautiful things sent from above, flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. I was a child, just about 3, out in the garden by the old oak tree. Pick some daisies, dandelions too. Gave them to my mom and said, I love you. Flowers show us the power of love. I was 17, so was she, the loveliest girl I ever did see. She held my hand, my heart beat fast. I found the one for me at last. Lonely times were in my past. That Valentine's Day the roses were red. I gave them to her with love, the card said. Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. The most beautiful things sent from above. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. On our wedding day, the bride wore white, a love like a flower that blooms so bright. With love strong then, as it is today, flowering forever in our bouquet. The light of love that lit our way. Anniversaries came, silver and gold. Time passed, but dreams don't grow old. Our children grown sent us flowers to say to Mom and Dad on your special day. But time is a thief, and to all it will come. The final journey for us had begun. Now we lie side by side, our spirits are free. Forever he and she. Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. The most beautiful things sent from above. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love.
Flowers show us the power of love. That was the incredible Dr. Lois J. Bereen and Jack Wills. That was a song that I'd written, and the music and vocals were there by Lois and Jack. What I'd like to do now is just tell you a little bit about Psychic World. This show is about you. It's about your hopes, your dreams, your aims, your ambitions, the aspirations you have. The loves and very life itself, as both myself and Countess Starella will each week help you to achieve all that's possible in what I consider to be an often difficult world. Would you agree, Countess?
Would I agree that it is often less than pleasing?
Yeah, same world I'm living in.
Let's put it this way. I have mastered it. I have mastered the art of turning the mundane into the splendiferous. This is why so many hundreds of thousands of people are after me every day. Teach me how to be happy every minute. You never have a bad day. What's going on with you? There's a secret to it, and it's so simple if you have a mentor who is a living master.
Really?
Oh, humble too. Very good. Humble too.
Very good. Yeah, that's super. Yeah, you're giving people hope, and but it isn't just that. You've got to give. I believe absolutely that when I'm giving a psychic reading contest, you've got to give proof. We had a gentleman on there before, James, and there was proof there. I can't possibly know that he's going to be doing business in a place called Glastonbury in America, because I'm in England. I'm in Lancashire, and those who are listening to this show this evening will be saying, "Where on earth is that strange accent from?" It's from a place called Lancashire, and I spent my formative years in the city of Manchester. So if you want to Google Manchester in the United Kingdom, that's where this accent is from. And I have a website that people can see me at. It's psychicworld.net. That's very straightforward. This is Psychic World, the show, and my website is psychic.net. www.thepastten.net. You can contact me there. You can book a private reading with me. You can book an email reading with me. And you can just contact me, send me an email. I'll be delighted to respond. And if this evening, if you'd like to call in, you can call in on 800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and with me this evening is the incredible Countess Starella. Will you tell us how people can get hold of you, Countess?
Yes, darling. They may find me at my website, countessstarella.com, or in the fascinating world of Oranum, Oranum.com.
So when people go on to Oranum.com, they look for Countess Starella?
Yes.
And you have a little chat room on there, don't you?
It's my very first experience with a computer and a chat room. Naturally, like everything I do, I mastered it rather quickly. But the first day was truly enlightening.
You don't have any problem with false modesty, do you?
None whatsoever. I work too hard to get where I am.
No false modesty there, folks. Yeah, straight to the point. I just did it brilliantly like I usually do, yeah? So it's quite straightforward. People go to Oranum.com, Oranum.com, and they look for Countess Starella. Or if they want to see Psychic John G, that's me, you can catch us on Oranum.com. Countess, I just want to talk a little bit about a very great friend of mine who was recently being promoted to Spirit.
Oh, may he...
Promoted to Spirit, yes.
May he joyfully reign in the other world.
He will. He's a very famous man. He was a visiting professor of English literature, a very good friend of mine, and his name was Colin Wilson.
Oh.
And Colin Wilson wrote an international best-selling book called The Outsider. He was considered to be one of the leading philosophers. He's anti-existentialism, anti-Sartre. He believes in positivism, and he's a wonderful man. I went to his house, and he also was a very nice cook, by the way. And Colin Wilson was a great friend of the poet laureate of England at the time, of Britain. That was John Betjeman, who was staying at his house. And John Betjeman started to write a poem about Colin Wilson, whose house is called Tether Down, and it's on the coast of Cornwall, on the Cornish coast. I don't know if you've ever been, but it's a very beautiful place. But John Betjeman was a very shy man, so he only got along to the first verse, and when he saw that Colin Wilson was watching him, he stopped. But Colin Wilson very kindly gave me the first lines and said, if you'd like to have a go at this, John. So this is the poem that I wrote for Colin Wilson in memory of a very great man. This is Tether Down. When the wind from Goran Haven blows across to Tether Down, sweeping in sea-salted ozone from that cobbled Cornish town, and the sacred scent of fishes fills the early morning air, then let me be in that safe lodging, for my joy is ever there. When the insults of this world can touch me nevermore, and the curfew-sounding bell calls me to an unknown shore, close in then, the outsider, keep the wildest storms away, be they errant human nature, or the gales from Verian Bay. Wrapped in stone, an ancient oak, where the peace lies ages deep, let me rest by Goran Haven in that long, eternal sleep. And if some speak my name and whisper of a fleeting world renown, let their comments catch the wind that blows across to Tether Down.
Oh, how
Colin,
charming.
Colin
how very Wilson. Charming.
He actually signed a copy for me, and he wrote on the bottom to John with admiration. I believe that he was saying he admired my audacity. not so much the poem, but my audacity for attempting to emulate the poet laureate. But he did have a copy of it in his room, and very nice too. Colin Wilson. Anybody who's not read Colin Wilson, he wrote 120 books or more. He wrote The Outsider, he wrote Beyond the Occult, he wrote The Strength to Dream, one of my favourite books of all time. Please, people, read The Strength to Dream, because if you don't have a dream, then how are you going to have a dream come true? And we'll be back. We're taking a short break now. Speak soon.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. This show, Psychic World, let me tell you what it's about, yeah? This show is about you. This show is about your hopes, your dreams, your aims, your aspirations, and about your life. Both myself and Countess Starella want to help you achieve all that's possible. And this is a very difficult world at times. But you can call in, you can speak to me direct. It's 800-930-2819. Or you can call 401-322-9091. And despite this being a very difficult world, there are obviously many happy days for us all. And I like to look on the bright side of life. And I believe that there is a wonderful world awaiting us all, which I frequently see. And it may not be as far away as we think. I think that it could be just somewhere over the rainbow. Don't you, Countess?
It is near enough to touch.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why can't I?
If happy
little bluebirds fly
beyond the rainbow,
why, oh,
why can
I?
Brilliant. Wonderful, Countess. There you go, people. Over the rainbow, the bluebirds sing, yeah? And that's where you're going. You've just got to concentrate on your life. And listen, if you want to speak to myself or Countess Starella, you can contact Countess Starella at arenum.com, or what was the name of your website again?
CountessStarella.com.
And you can get me on psychicworld.net. My name is John G. Sutton. And please do make a note of this number, because we'd like you to call in next week. Because we'll be here on Transformation Talk Radio on Wednesday evening at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. And the number to call in is 800-930-2819. Or you can call 401-322-9091. And basically, what you've got to say to yourself when you fall in is, get your questions ready. Have you found that, Countess, that people ring in, sometimes they just don't quite have the questions ready? It's better that you've got that planned. Yes?
It's good to zero in on a question because our time on the show is limited. And let me also say that we are totally and absolutely honored to have every one of our listeners who become like family to us and often stay friends for life.
Well, people do listen in. We've recently come over from another network, and we do have people who are on that network who are transferring to this, which is very good. It's Psychic World here, and what this show is about you actually calling in and allowing Countess Starilla and I to look at the problems and guide you on the way. There isn't any specific one way to do this. I find that each individual reading is absolutely unique. The voices that I hear and the visions that I see are particular to the person that's calling in, because the way that I work is I interact with the guides, the spirit guides, the guardian angels of the people who are calling through. People say it seems impossible that you could do this over the radio. Believe me, I can do this by letter, I could do this by text. The connection, there is no time, there is no space, there is an etheric world that exists beyond this material dimension, and I am in tune with that. Would you agree, Countess?
Yes, I as well. People ask that question frequently. How does it happen? It is a type of cosmic wonderment, and each day that it happens, I'm amazed over and over again how lovely it is to connect to people and to help them.
Well, I tell you, the way that my guides work is sometimes they will materialize, which can be it's disconcerting at times, especially if I'm not really expecting it. When I'm working, my grandfather, who was very close to me, who I nursed towards the end of his life, in the event of troubles, my grandfather tends to appear, and he will appear as standing beside me. He's not a material being. But he appears to be material being. So initially the first look is that there is somebody standing beside you, and it's my grandfather, who was a very distinctive gentleman. And he's there to just guide me through what difficult times I may be facing, because the world throws a lot of problems, don't you find that?
Well, I look at it a slightly different way. Everything is a miraculous opportunity, and believe it or not, I've actually had viewers on Arenum see the spirits in the room. Now, how fun is that?
Well, that is excellent. I mean, around me, what happens is they can actually be photographed. If anybody's got the time to look on my website, which is psychicworld.net, on there is a gallery of photographs, and you can see materializations, spirits, and elemental beings. I absolutely do believe in elemental beings, fairies, goblins, gnomes, elves. It sounds mad, I know, but I have seen them. There are photographs of these. They're available on my website, psychicworld.net. Go and have a look. Have you seen any fairies, Countess?
Since I was about 5 years old. My mother used to put food out for them. She saw them too.
It runs in the family.
It is. It's a metaphysical dynasty we have over here. All the children are on the spiritual path, and we are here to serve you and to enhance your joy factor. You've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true?
That's it. Happy talk. You've got to believe. That's what I say about the books by Colin Wilson. He was absolutely against the idea of John Paul Sartre that life is meaningless. Life has great meaning, and it's what we put into it. I have been in many near-death situations and been visited by the angels many times. I am never, ever asked what I believe in, Countess. I am always spoken to, what have you been doing, John? What have you been doing with your life? They want to know what you've done with your life. They do not want to know what I believe. They don't care right. about that. They want to know, have I put any effort in? Have I helped somebody? What have you done with this day that we gave you? And I hope that I've done some good with my day. I hope that the people listening this evening are saying, this sounds reasonably interesting. We're going to listen again next week. This is Psychic World, and we're on Transformation Talk Radio. You can tune in, you can see the website, transformationtalkradio.com. I am John G. Sutton. Google me. Have a look. I've written many books, Psychic Pets. I've been on all the big shows in America. I've been on Disney. The amazing Countess Starella has been on stage all her life. And we will be back next week. Countess, just say goodnight to our wonderful listeners.
Blessings of love, joy, and prosperity to all, and we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all
listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me the other day who had high cholesterol. The doctors wanted to put her on statins. So I worked with her, and in 4 short weeks, her cholesterol was cut in half. She didn't have to go on statins. I will never forget how excited she was when she called me to give me the good news. When you're ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.